Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to the first More Success Team group training call for 2009. What a way to kick off the new year. Tonight you'll be hearing from one of the top group benefits specialists on our More Success Team. But before we get started, I want to go to Denver, Colorado, and to the newest Millionaire Club member on our More Success Team. Last month, she wrote over 400 personal memberships and attained the level of Platinum 5 Executive Director. I want to welcome Ms. Rona Unsel to the call. Ms. Unsel, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy.
I am so excited about you and your production and the things that you've got. In fact, how many memberships did you end up writing last month? It was over 400, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was. Last month was 504, I think. Yeah, I believe it was 504 or 506, something like that.
Well,
just over 500.
504, I'll take that over. That is incredible. And you became the newest Millionaire Club member on our team, which brings us to number 12. 12 out of 100 Millionaire Club members are on our team now, so we're very, very excited for you. I want to
and number 5 in group production for the year last year.
And I was going to say that part.
For the entire company for the entire year, yes, absolutely.
That was exciting. So.
Yeah, it's all exciting, and your checkbook looks a little more exciting, too, I'm sure.
It does, and Uncle Sam me sending in his share.
What do we say?
We're really, really, really proud of you. Extremely proud of you, girl.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, it's thrilling, and I was listening to the group call this morning, and I feel like Rob Best does, where you wake up and, you know, you can't be excited for too long because I think, oh, I got to get busy. Got to get out there and start writing more memberships because those are already written and gone. So.
But you've been out writing today, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
That's the way to do it. But we're going to let you say a few words before Bob starts his training because you certainly deserve the honor. And, of course, you'll be on our next call with Mr. Stonecipher also, right?
Yes. And is that the same number that I call in on or no?
Same number.
Okay, and that call starts at 1 hour, correct?
1 hour, and if you give people two or three minutes of wisdom so they can be millionaires like you are, we'd appreciate it.
Aw, aren't you too kind? You know, it's the same basic work ethic. I mean, that's one thing about group marketing is it's not difficult. It just takes determination, and just every day you wake up, you do the same thing. I was calling companies today and, you know, making my list and thinking of companies that I need to get back in touch with. So it's repetitive motion. It's just kind of disciplining yourself, and every day you start out and you're going to get a lot of no's, but you're going to get enough yeses that you'll make it to the top. So it really just takes persistency. You know, just do the same thing every day and don't be discouraged. And we have the greatest product out there, and we have something that everybody needs. So, It's not a new message that I can bring to people. It's the same thing that you and Randy say, and Mr. Stonecipher says, and Rob Best. I mean, that really is the true way to being successful in group marketing.
And I noticed there's two things you said. First, you said it without saying. You believe in the product.
Absolutely.
And you have activity.
Yes.
And you're persistent.
Yes. I keep doing the same thing.
Persistent, consistent, and insistent, right?
That's right.
Well, we thank you so much. We're looking forward to you on another call. If you have anything else, you're welcome to say. If not, we'll turn it back to Randy and let him go on with the train. But we love you. We appreciate you.
And I appreciate you, and I'm just so grateful to be on the More Success Team. You know,
we're very blessed to have you as part of our team. Thank you for being on the call, Ms.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
By the way, she's in Linda Bowden's downline. We might ought to mention that. You know, Linda, Vandy Linda has one of the top, she has the top person producing on our team. She has one of the top 5 producers in the United States, and she has one of the number 3 top group opener in the United States on her team. They're different lines, but they're all on her team, so we've got to give her congratulations, too. I know we'll take a little time, but it's well worth it. Tell these people how much we appreciate them.
Also, Mr. John Alvarado out of New Mexico. He was, in the top five?
John's in the top five group openers in the United States. I tell you what I think this next year, Rob's did wonderful, but he better grab a hold of his hat. Rona's going to be right in there swinging. We have other
I'm already planning it.
Have some people that's already said that they're going to open more groups than Rob did this next year. I know talk's cheap, but like LLD Benefits, they just started late in the game. They finished number three nation starting late in the game. And Rona's always there in the top five. I expect her to move up to number one position next year. Or I don't know. I may have to quit doing something. I don't know what it'd be. I hadn't.
Don't jinx me.
You're doing good. All right, Miss Ussel. Thank you for being on
All right.
The call.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Miss Moore, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce our guest trainer for tonight.
Okay, I can do that, Randy. I sure can, because he's one of my very favorite people. Of course, you know, he's a group RVP. He's right in there with a $100,000 ring earner. He's consistently makes the Players Club. I believe it's 63 months straight in the role. He's a Tracy Cooksey's downline, which I'm sure that she's mighty proud of. I certainly am. Bob's a great family man. He's has a great wife, so he has a great support system there, and I could go on and on. Bobby's had so many accolades, but I tell you what, it won't be long to one of these days that you look up and Bob Pelcher will be one of our next millionaires on the team, Randy. So right now I'd like to introduce a fine Christian gentleman, a hard worker, a guy that goes out there and gets wisdom, a Bonds Executive Director, Mr. Bob Pelcher.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate that.
I know I left some stuff out, Bobby. You do so many great things, but you'll have to forgive me for that. I'm getting old.
Well, I want to thank you for your call last New Year's Eve when you left me a message wishing me a Happy New Year and also for all I've done in 2008. But we want to thank you and for all you do for us each and every year.
We appreciate you. Randy and I talk often to Jeremy. We talk often about you, Bob. We appreciate you so very much.
I've got my 2004 Profiles book out, my second convention, and Miss Rona Unsel wrote in it for me, and she just told me best of luck with your groups, Rona. And, you know, one of the things we do in Prepaid Legal is we look up to other people that are being successful and try to learn what they do. And I've seen that with so many people in this business, from you to Randy to, and then when I got involved with group business, Jimmy Parrish, so many people. And I really admire what they've done. And being asked to be the guest speaker and trainer this evening, the first Monday of the year, is just a real honor, and I appreciate that. And I'll be very quick, but for many of the people...
We appreciate you, so we're just going to turn it to you and let you take the time you want and do what you want to.
Okay, well, thank you. And I just want to, for those that don't know my story, I worked for a grocery chain here in Kansas, Midwest. You know, I worked for a grocery store for 31 years, and I was introduced to Prepaid Legal, the product, in 2002, and that was before identity theft became available as a product, and I definitely saw the value in the membership. And I think that's something we have to understand is we have to believe, we have to have the passion. And I saw that value and used the service, but I also had to ask the individual that sold me the membership if there was an opportunity connected with this company. And I know when I joined, they didn't think I would do anything because as a store manager at a grocery store, and, of course, everybody knows Wilbur Smith's story, you know, you do work half days, 12 hours a day at least. And I didn't have a lot of free time, but I did work the business part-time. And I worked it for 2.5 years. I went to my first group school training about 10 months into the business. So I didn't go to it immediately. I wished I had. But I got to go to Catherine Walden's group school in Ada, Oklahoma, which is really powerful to have her as one of the trainers, one of the mentors and the four mothers of Prepaid Legal. And learned so much from her. But it is difficult, as Rona said. You have to get out there and keep talking to people. And so I joined Prepaid Legal. I became a group certified specialist so I could get out and share this with other people because I enjoyed the group arena. Being a store manager, I worked with large groups of people. I had to manage people all the time. So I was comfortable in that setting to go out and talk to people. But it's not as easy as some people think, but if you consistently do it, you get better at it. And group business to me is my passion in Prepaid Legal. I still do the recruiting. I'm always looking for people that want to do what I do. You know, we always say in Prepaid Legal, you know, there's going to be a lot of people join the quit, whether it be recruiting or whether it be do group business, but you have to find another you, another one that believes passionately enough about this company and product that's going to go out and do what you're doing. And so I'm still looking for those people. I've got some of those people on my team that have that belief and have that passion. What I do in the group business, just to give some people some ideas of how I, you know, and I've heard so many trainers last month, Jimmy Parrish, I've still got the notes here in front of me, what he talked about. And, you know, and I look up to him a lot. But what I do is I have two ways to contact companies. One is I walk in. When I'm out doing business, I will stop and go into companies. And all I do is I ask for the contact name or a business card, if they have one, of their HR director or the owner if it's a small enough company. And I just try to get their name and number, get a card from them. I don't leave mine necessarily, because what I try to do is I wait a day or two, and then I will call them and let know that, you know, I'd stopped by your business 2 days ago, and I know you were busy, but I wanted to see if I could set a time to visit with you. And, you know, try to set that appointment, you know. And that's what I try to do. I try to get appointments set, and immediately they ask what it pertains to. And I just let them know. I said, you know, I'm with Prepaid Legal. We offer an identity theft protection and a life events plan for your employees at no cost to your company. And I just like 15 minutes of your time. If you're not interested, I appreciate it. But, you know, I just ask for the opportunity to share that with you. And you get appointments and you don't get appointments. But you have to call enough people to get enough appointments so you can get enough enrollments to make the money. And that's what it's about. When I do get a time to sit down with somebody, if I confirm that I'm going to get 15, 20, 30 minutes, you need to know before you go in to sit down with a decision maker how much time you really have. Because if you're only allowed 10 minutes, you don't have time to, you know, to spend talking about things that aren't pertaining to the product. And I do like the opportunity to visit with HR directors or decision makers and talk to them about what's going on. You know, try to find a common denominator that you might have. I mean, my background being in management, I worked with employees. I had to deal with employees. And so, you know, if they have very many employees, I can use that. I think it was Mark Brown, when he was doing a lot of group, when he was starting out, I read a lot of his scripts. And one of the things he said that I still use today is, I know your employees are like hundreds of others we work with each and every day. You know, they deal with day-to-day life events. And, you know, as a store manager, I definitely know all of my employees had issues that would come to me wanting help, and sometimes I couldn't help them. And I asked those folks, I said, do you have employees like that? You know, and they're always going to tell you, yeah, they sure do. And that's when I just let them know that, well, this is where we can help. And, you know, you have to share the value of the product. Be passionate about it. Make sure they understand that what you have is to help. It's to help them help their employees. And in today's society, with all the economy, the fear of job layoffs, people losing their homes, you know, we have things that can help them, and that's what we have to show. And you know, because people are concerned about cost of any extra expense, and I don't see this as an extra expense. It's a necessary expense. It's something that your employees need, I tell them, and, you know, we just want to make sure we get the information to them. And once I get an agreeance with them, get a gold card signed, we set a date. You know, I take control of the conversation, because what happens too many times is we go in there and we let them tell us, you know, what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. And we need to take control and say, well, when's your next department safety meeting? When's your next staff meeting? I work with a lot of schools. I have over 20 school districts I work with, and I get calendars from all of them, so I know when all the in-service dates are coming up, and I stay in touch with them for those dates. But stay in contact with them so I can do that. Many times when I get the appointment for an enrollment, I make sure that I have the proper paperwork. I always take additional material, because you never know if they're going to ask you to leave some extra for and make the meeting. So I make sure I do that as well. I use folders. I use colored folders personally, because it's kind of fun when you get into companies and you have colored folders, and they cost me about 10 cents a piece. The brochures and applications are basically free thanks to Prepaid Legal because of our production. And so I put together an application, brochures, and I always put 101 reasons in every folder. And if you have a table setting where they're actually sitting down in front of tables, I pull out the 101 reasons and I lay it on top of the folders, so if the people come in to the meetings, and I'm always early, 15 minutes early at least, because there's times you may go on and present earlier than you were first told. So you want to be prepared and be ready. I lay those folders out, and it's fun to watch people come in, because they will actually not argue, but jokingly, I want the red one, I want the blue one. It just relaxes the atmosphere. They don't feel like they're being sold at that point. And if they sit down in front of these folders with 101 reasons on top of the folder, those folks are reading and they're laughing. They're pointing to number 37. Hey, Joe, you need that. Debbie, do you see 19? That's you. You know, and they start to create value thinking about stuff as they read those. So when you get time to present, their minds are already thinking about legal situations. And that's what we have to do. We have to get their mindset trained and directed in the right, you know, right area. So when we start talking, they're already starting to see value. And so what we try to do is we try to create that value. If you have enough time, and I prefer 15 minutes to do a presentation in front of a group and then about 5 to 10 minutes to close with them. We don't always get that. But if I can have enough time, one of the things I like to do is I always have documents of stories, letters that I've used or had written for me, or letters that other members have given me to use. And that's always powerful to have. One of the things I started using recently was small groups, and again, that's where we started, small groups, but I have groups of 15, 20 people. YouTube.com has got many identity theft stories from CNN, and they're anywhere from 2 to 3.5 minutes long, and there are stories on criminal identity theft, Social Security, medical identity theft, all types of identity theft. And, you know, depending on what group I'm talking to, I will show one of those three-minute videos. I'll be doing one this Wednesday with a group I have as a re-enrollment. I have 15 minutes. I'll show a just under three-minute video clip. Definitely gives them an understanding of how serious identity theft is. So I try to use those type of tools when I do my presentation. Mr. Smith has always made the comment, get people to nod and bobbin. So when I'm talking to them, one of the things I try to do is I ask questions and I let them respond with agreement. Get them to agree with you. So they see the value. They're selling the product to themselves. You're not selling it. You're making it available to them. You're telling them what it is and how it works. Many groups I have, I will try to, if I'm in the mornings, I always tell them, I'll be glad to bring some donuts and stuff, or in the afternoons I'll bring some cookies and brownies, just whatever, you know, the situation allows. It's always nice because you'll hear comments from people, oh, who brought the cookies? Or, you know, they just appreciate that, you know, and it gives them something to do while they're listening. Small groups I've done many times, I've done lunches. I've got a couple of doctor's offices. I'll bring in a small lunch deal. It cost me about $50 to bring in a lunch for 10 or 12 people. You sell a couple, three memberships, your expenses are covered, plus you're creating more value because more people are buying the product. So it's just important to show something in respect for their time that you're allowed to talk to them. And many times I always tell them, if I can bring some lunch, I'd sure appreciate it. Well, you'll get a captive audience if you bring a lunch. So if you're not given a captive audience, sometimes offering to buy lunch can make a huge difference, you know, whether it be pizza or whatever you do, you know, keep it affordable for you. It's nice to know that if you respect the companies that you're working with and respect their employees, they're going to respect you and give you the time to talk to them. That's not always the case, but I find out the more times that I spend with those folks and talk to those folks, stopping by, sending emails, wishing them a Merry Christmas. I mean, how many of you out there that do group sent Christmas cards out this year? You know, you want to send Christmas cards. I send them to my existing groups, and I send it to groups that I'm calling on still, that I'm working on, letting them know that I'm still thinking about them. So and that's something I try to do, to stay in touch with those on a regular basis. When I complete my enrollment or when I get done with a presentation, I always try to close with just getting the value. Let these folks know that these are two separate benefits available. They're both really compatible together. They really work together. And we just want you to know that they're available and your company sees the value enough to make it available to you. So now you have to make a decision. Is my family worth the price of this membership? Is there things that I could make value of it immediately? And the will is one of the first things I think 90% of our enrollments are done because of, is because of the will. And so when we get paperwork done, I always hold up a temporary membership kit. I let them know that they're going to get one today if they go ahead and get the paperwork filled out. And my wife helps me a lot in the group arena as far as doing paperwork. And we immediately get the healthcare directive form filled out. Always instructing the employee that by signing the form, it just allows our attorneys to call them about a living will, one of the membership or one of the tools that we use to implement the service. And then secondly, get the identity theft authorization form filled out. And we talk about raising retention up to 20% by just having the will prepared the first year. Well, if you get that authorization form signed, get the health directive form signed, you're creating a value. People are starting to use the benefit, and that just raises your retention. So you want to get that started immediately. And then we let them know they'll be receiving the packet in the mail in 7 to 10 days, but this is one they can start utilizing the membership today. And that always seems to help when you offer that member or temporary membership kit. One of the other things I like to do with groups is after I do a new enrollment, I always ask if I can check back with them in 30, 60, 90 days, and that's something I'm doing next week with the company, just to let them know that the enrollment we did in November, I would like to have an opportunity to come back out to your next 10 service and make sure the folks that did enroll in the membership are making use of it. Prepaid legal is unlike a lot of companies. We sell a service we want you to use, a membership we want you to use. And I want to come back, and I got permission to come back next week and just follow up with them and also see additional staff that we missed in November. And so they've allowed that, and that's important to you. If you show that you're coming back, and I think I heard this from Rona Unsel last year on one of the calls she did, and it really hit home even harder. I mean, that's why we listen to these calls and go to trainings, is because sometimes you hear it from a different person, but you hear the same thing, and finally it makes sense. And Rona talked about, I know she still opens groups, but she has hundreds of groups and she services. But last year, I didn't open that many groups, you know, and I need to. But I'll say this. I think I did about 80% of my sales last year were existing groups. So it's servicing the existing groups I have is where I got the majority of my sales. And that's why I want people to realize it. You want to open new groups, but take care of the ones that you have. That's so important today. Many times when you do group enrollments, you're going to get applications mailed to you later. That happens on a regular basis. And what I try to do is I send a welcome letter, a membership welcome letter, immediately to that member right away, because when I receive the application and send it in to Prepaid Legal, we know it's 7 to 10 days before they receive anything. And I want them to know within 2 days of mail that we've got their information, be looking for the membership packet because they didn't get a temporary kit because we didn't get the application at enrollment. So I always try to contact them through a letter, a very nice, polite welcome letter, letting them know that. I think those are most of the things I try to do as far as setting enrollments, talking to the HR directors, following up with them. I do lots of emails with existing companies that I have, just touching base with them. Learn about their families if you get a chance. Find out what's going on with people. I had a company last spring that I went back into 3 months after enrollment, and I asked the HR director, because she had told me that she'd gotten her will done, if she wouldn't mind when she introduced me, to just mention how she used the service. And she mentioned 4 things that she did, and none of them were the will. So she used it for 4 other things that just made all the difference, and that just helped her employees hear it from her, not from us. And that's what you need. You need testimonies from existing members in accounts that you already have. I think that's so important. So you want to ask people, you know, are they using the membership? And, yes, we'll get negative feedback. It's hard to take. But if you understand customer service for Prepaid Legal, you should be very proud to know that we have the best customer service available to resolve any issues out there. And I send lots of different issues in, whether they're complaints or concerns, but one of the things I've found out is most times it's a misunderstanding, but when they get attorney resources or customer service to talk to a member, they help them understand a little bit better what the situation is. So don't be afraid to utilize customer service. Let your members know that it's available. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to be a part of Prepaid Legal. March 1st this year will be 4 years that I've left the grocery business. And I left it for more time. And I hope most people on this call, whether you're doing group business or not, you're doing Prepaid Legal to improve your life, quality of your life, your family's life, and that's what it's done for us. It's given us more time with our family, our grandkids. We've made a lot of new friends. We've got to see people and meet people. We got to go down to Tucson last week for Christmas time to visit family, which that would have never happened in the grocery business because the holidays are too busy. So I know our time is up, but I'd just like to leave one thought for folks. I know that it's difficult in this business. I mean, we've said in our weekly briefings, we talk about the business is easy, but it's easy not to do. Groups the same way. Rona Unsel, 500 and some sales last month. I'm almost embarrassed to be on the call with her. that's phenomenal. I mean, I look to that day that that'll happen for me or somebody on my team. That's one of the things we look for. You know, we want other people to be successful. And but you know, those that make the most sales, just think how many people they spoke to. I don't think so many people do not understand it. We talk to hundreds and hundreds of people to make sales. You know, that's why our commissions are so nice. We don't have to sell 90%, 100% because of our commission structure. Wouldn't mind 90%, but the challenges in prepaid legal, I think, for most people is we get frustrated and we start to give up. We've had a bad day. And, Mr. Moore, you made a statement. I'll never forget. Jeremy talked about it once. He said something about he was out getting ready for a group, and he was out making some calls, and he called you from a hotel and said something to the fact that, or you asked him how the day went. He said, oh, not too bad. And you asked if he'd sold anything. He said, no. And you said, well, how many people did you talk to? And he said, 8. And you said, well, you need to talk to 9. And that's so true in this business. You know, every time we hit a roadblock, we just got to go around it because there's another door opening. And I'll just leave this one quote that I heard here not too long ago that I've really, it just makes so much sense. It talks about excuses, and it says this: using past failures as a seed for tomorrow's defeats is a poor way to garden the life that God has given us. And I'll leave you with that, Mr. Moore.
All right, Mr. Drucker, thank you. I thought Mr. Kenmore was fixing to get on, but
I was, Randy.
So much. You did an awesome job there. We are so proud of you and your leadership abilities and, you know, the mentorship that you help us with our team, but just by being willing to get on here and train our entire team. Thank you, Bob. We really do appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it, and looking forward to Oklahoma City coming up here.
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yeah, and I do want to mention also that tonight's call is being recorded. So if for the ones that are on the call, if you had someone that wanted to hear what and you didn't take really good notes, you can go to moresuccessteam.com, look under the conference call archives, and all of our calls are archived. All of our group training calls, our small business training calls, our weekly leadership calls are all there. So from time to time, you can go back, and we have some awesome speakers. For instance, we have Mr. Harlan Stonecipher on our next call in 30 minutes, the founder and CEO of our company. We're also going to be going over the new training and the new comp plan announcements that were announced this weekend in California when I was out there. So make sure that you get your people on the calls. It's always better to hear it first, but for some reason, or if you want to just go back and listen to it again, because it's hard to get it, you know, all at the same time, just simply go to moresuccessteam.com, and that service is there. That website is there for our team. So, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Listen, Randy, did he not do a great job?
Outstanding.
Bob, I tell you what, I've watched you over the last 4 years, and I watched you when you started. You were a great guy then, but you're a tremendous guy now. I've watched you grow as a child grows, through the first grade, through high school, through college, and my goodness, my friend, you now have a college degree in prepaid legal. Know that, like I said about Rona earlier, you believe in the product and you have activity. And, you know, once you believe in the product, the rest of it is 85% enthusiasm on your part, and you certainly have that. It's an honor to have you on our team. We want to thank you for what you've done tonight, and we'll be looking for you on the next call.
We'll be there.
All right. I guess that'll end this call, and what a great way to start out 2009, and we'll see everybody back at 9 p.m. Central. Make sure and call in at least 5 minutes early. The call will be maxed out tonight, so if you want to be on, you better be on early.
Just remember, 2009 is divine.
It's our time to shine.
That's right.
Good night, everyone.